Evanston City Council, May 17th, 2021, 7:00 PM.
One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Did you want to hear me say that?
I was going to say, that's bad news.
Thank you very much, roll call. Counselor White?
Here.
Counselor Cunningham?
Here.
Counselor DeWall is not here. Counselor Pierce?
Here.
Oh, you are here.
I am here.
Good to see you, or hear you. And Lenny Harris is here, and I'm here. Adjustments to the agenda, Mr. Bauer?
None, Your Honor.
Looking for approval of the council minutes for May 3rd, 2021. Need a motion.
I make a motion that we accept the council minutes as read.
I second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Comments from the audience. Anyone wishing to discuss items not covered on this agenda are welcome to address the city council as a whole. Please state your name and address for the record. Each speaker will be given a maximum of 3 minutes. Speakers may not defame, intimidate, or use profanity or personal affronts. The council reserves the right to delay action until they have full information on the issue. Would anybody like to speak? Yes, ma'am. Please stand to the podium and state your name and address, please. Right over there,
right here, please.
Thank you.
My name is Jacqueline McCormick, and I live on Teresa Lane. In the Creekside subdivision.
Okay.
We have put a letter to the safety committee, and I have not heard anything from it. A petition, we got about 90% of the signature. We have no speed limit signs. We have no children at play. We have no outlet sign. And with the construction going to be going in behind us in that other complex, people are coming in looking at those lots that are going to be made available, and they're speeding in there. Thank you for putting up, police department, for putting up that mile per hour thing.
Okay.
But we are requesting signs in there. We have a blind spot. We almost had a child hit there. It's a bump in somebody's front lawn. It's, the house is upset up higher. It's one of the first ones built. When you go around to the court, they can't see the children when they're coming in until they're almost on them. This is why I sent a letter. I have a copy of it here.
Could you please present that to us, please?
Yes, I can't find my page two, but the chief has it.
Thank you. Councilor Cunningham is responsible for the safety committee.
Liaison,
excuse me. I'll make sure responsible. Anyway, could you speak to that, please, sir?
I certainly will. By the way, we had our traffic safety committee meeting last week.
Last Wednesday.
In which we advertised, and nobody was there to discuss that.
You didn't know.
Councilor,
go ahead.
I had a lady show up, and I was dealing with that rig out back, and then she left, and we still brought it to the safety committee.
Right. But
I sent that letter to the chief.
It might have been.
Yeah.
Did you show up? Yeah.
Yeah. And that
well, consideration.
I was dealing with that.
Yeah.
What happened there? Signs in there.
Okay. And it says it appears that we need your help with the signage within the project. Did we not take a look at that?
Yes, so the response from the Traffic Safety Committee was that they wanted to all go out there and look at it in the meantime, that before they decided the direction that they wanted to go. In the meantime, I was actually going to discuss this with our Public Works Director about the speed signs. So a lot of the residential in Oregon, all residential
25.
Is 25, not post. If it's not posted residential, it's 25. So we can still enforce that. We put the radar trailer up so we can get an idea of speeding in that area. I just got the report back. There's a couple cars in there that were going 55 miles an hour.
Cool.
Yes, that's what we've been complaining about.
Right, but it was very few. There was a couple. Yep. So I'm thinking it's individuals that we need to focus on and finding out who they are in the neighborhood. And it was kind of weird because the time frame on it, it almost made it look like someone was going back and forth in there on purpose to me, based on the time frame. It wasn't like it was like every day at one time. It was like an hour where they did like two or three.
You mean top this?
Yeah, it was almost like they were either testing their speed or they were doing it on purpose. I don't know. So we're going to reevaluate that. But the plan is I was going to talk to Andy about the kids' signs that we do have in some areas and see if we can at least get those in there.
There's a lot of kids in there.
The RVs that were there, I've already told my code enforcement guy to go deal with that. So he should be dealing with that. One of them is gone, I believe.
Yes, the one they had the electrical cords over the sidewalk.
Yeah, the other one is still there, but is supposed to be moving it. So we're in the process of getting that taken care of.
Going through the checks today, I noticed that Public Works did buy some new stop signs. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That area won't need any stop signs.
No, but I'm just saying that, excuse me, above and beyond that,
right.
Okay, that the Public Works has already been looking at it and purchased more stop signs will probably be put out. Okay, so it's not just your area that we're looking at. We're looking at the whole city.
There's a lot of new areas.
Yeah. So what you can see is that the chief and that's already been on top of it. And so actually we are grateful that that you submitted the letter. That is absolutely great. Okay, because this
but
is how we find
a map.
Yeah, and this is how we find this is how we find things out, and that's why it's important for people to attend the meetings so they know what's going on.
We didn't know.
I didn't mean it as it sounded. Okay.
I was canceled.
She'd have been there too.
I was here, but they were missing someone from up.
That's correct. You
and
are absolutely correct. We did not have a form.
Mr.
But then they did it anyway.
Okay. Well, no, we discussed it, but we couldn't pass anything.
Mr. Bauer?
According to the Uniform Traffic Code, children at play signs are not a legal sign in the right of way. You can place them on private property, is the option for those. But if we were to place a uniform or a children at play sign and a child gets hit in there, the city is condoning the playing in the right of way or in the streets, which is not legal. But what was happening,
they were going around the travel trailers from the sidewalk, going around the travel trailers, and the blind spots.
So, like I said, for the city to put up children at play signs is actually not a legal sign for us to install. It can property owners can put them on their property, as long as it's not on the right of way. Then we don't bear the risk if someone gets hit in there. So
I just have one other comment. If Public Works did a fantastic job of cleaning up the landslide behind the seven homes in there on that drainage ditch, and I'm hoping we're going to get some rain pretty quick, but it was down only to that wide, and they've got it, about 4, maybe 5 feet wide right now?
That's
the
guy right there.
We're
below 5 feet wide.
Yeah, so he won't flood. But we had 3 minor landslides in there.
Yeah. Well, just the one thing, and I mean this sincerely, is that I really think it's great when you come up and voice these concerns so we can do something about it if we're not aware of it.
And they were right on it.
Okay, but I'm talking about like with the traffic and things like that. That's what we want to hear from the citizens so we can do something about it.
Thank you.
Anyone else like to speak?
Do I get a deal?
Yes.
Name, address, serial number.
138 Teresa Lane. And my situation is taking the kids to school. There's no sidewalks. It's like so much walkway and then a ditch, and I've got a stroller for the baby. And a couple of weeks ago, as I explained, my granddaughter, I face the traffic when I'm walking home or walking to school. But then I cross over when there's a car coming towards me. But then when I went to cross over, my granddaughter fell in the middle of the road and I had a carriage. And there's just nowhere. I can't even walk in people's lawn because it's the ditch there.
Mr. Bauer,
is that on Brockway that you're
talking? Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I walk my dog down there too. There's no sidewalks. Yeah, it's not a good stroller route for, they've got plenty of a wide enough shoulder. It's just, it's kind of slow, so it wouldn't be good for a stroller.
It's one of those situations when it was originally constructed, they weren't put in, and that's probably on the outer edge of our thought process right now, is putting sidewalks and curbs in. A lot of these streets. They're, they're needed all over town, and it's just...
See, Your Honor, the other thing is that Brockway is a county road.
Oh.
So
it's a county.
We don't own it.
County commissioners.
County.
Okay, so I can
deeper pockets.
That's your sponsor.
Even when I push in the stroller, sometimes the angle of the thing wants to go down the ditch.
Right.
Your Honor, we would be glad to write a letter of support for the homeowners to the county to get a sidewalk in.
I think that'd be awesome.
And get your get all your signatures on it too. The more, the merrier.
That's what I do for that other one.
Yeah. We get a lot of kids, so.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
Anybody else wishing to speak to the council? Okay, reports, boards, commissions, committees, and school economic development. Councilor Hicks.
We met Wednesday at noon. We discussed the events. There's talking about possibly having Riverbend Live. We're still looking at how the guidelines and stuff are going to work as we start opening back up. There's a market said a few people had started reaching out to do some events down at Riverbend Park. The new cricket store is open. We talked about adding in a grand opening ceremony committee to the economic development because we don't have a chamber.
Collective greeters.
Yeah. So there's not, there is, Josh has sent out an email this last week about getting chamber back up and going. There was some, obviously, some low attendance in it and then COVID, so trying to get that built back up. We talked about wayfinding signage, and we're waiting to hear back from the Safari as one of their employees took over grant writing for the signage project. Safari had their best year ever, and then we were looking for new members, and I was going to reach out to a few people this week and next week to get some more members on their board.
Is Josh still operating as the chamber president?
He is. I'm not sure in what complete capacity because it obviously was kind of on the almost abandoned kind of thing.
Okay.
So yeah. It looks like he's at least reaching back out to start building again.
Yeah. Okay. I spoke with him recently, Your Honor, and he's just having a very hard time getting members. They've got like four basic members that have been kind of doing the chamber thing for years, and they're the only four that they have right now.
Would it be possible for us to maybe encourage them to reach out to either a state or a national chamber organization and maybe have them give them some guidance on how the best way to increase chamber participation might be? I think that's been something that's been lacking with this with the local chamber for a long time. They've just not had that.
I think with the extra businesses that are moving in too, he'll have a little bit more participation. You know, we got the Looking Glass Brewery, the owners are really active there, and then we'll have the new roasters and some of that. So I think that the managers at these places, I think we have a good chance of drawing more people in.
The other thing regarding that was in the interim, we were going to reach out to Josh and see if he would sit on our economic development board with a couple of other key business people from the chamber. And at a minimum, we can at least do some of the chamber things from the economic development board.
Perfect. Great idea. Have you talked to Josh lately?
I have not. I had Valen forward me the email, and I just didn't get a chance.
I spoke with him the other day. He was getting ready to pick up his engineering packet and wanted to know if the planner was available. And I said, yeah, go down and see Thomas. Uh-oh. That was the day before Thomas left. He's back now, though, right? Or he's on his way back?
Yeah, I was going to save that for my report.
Okay, we'll talk in a minute.
And just one.
I don't want to steal your thunder.
One quick little thing before we move on. We had a traffic safety committee meeting the other night. Last week we did not have a forum, so we have had nothing really that we could act on. Okay. But I wanted to just make that point clear. And then not only that, on Saturday,
just for general information, not naming names, but the mayor was filling in two redneck dogs. And when he came back, I guess there's several hot dogs that were eaten.
Yes. Quite frankly, yes, there were. There were, and a Frito pie or three. Thank you very much for bringing that up. Department reports.
I just meant something about the library. Very short. They are looking for, hopefully, that they'll get a relief grant with approximately $30,000 so that they can use it in their budget for the library. And also, they are looking at a volunteer appreciation day, which they're in the preliminary planning right now. And we'll see what happens with that.
Where's the money coming from for the $30,000 story?
Relief. It's from the COVID Library Relief Fund grant.
Is that a federal thing or a state thing?
It's American Library Association, so I would say it's
federal thing.
It's federal money that's getting pushed down to the state. Yeah. So
is that part of the 1.12, or is that a different one?
No, this is separate.
Okay.
They also have a grant that they have received for $3,000 for the summer reading program, basically, and it will be on your agenda at the new meeting.
Great. Okay. Super.
Okay. And then one little addition on that, too. I was talking to Senator Hurd's office and also Representative Leith to see if there's any possibility of breaking money loose from the monies that, you know, that each of them have gotten. And it looks kind of dim right now because, according to the paper, they have really filled it up big time. And that raised another question, and this is toward you concerning the library. That, as it stands now, it's a nonprofit organization. Okay. And it's a 301
Actually, as it stands, they are a city organization.
That's the second part of my question.
Yeah, they are run by a 501c3 nonprofit board.
The question is when I was talking to the treasurer, she mentioned that there was some slight concern that that type of nonprofit, that they only can receive so much money before they, you know, I could stand corrected on this, before they reach a point that they're no longer considered that nonprofit. The question is, since they are already a public entity, i.e. the Winston Public Library by the state, would that have any impact on that, or would it also negate the need for them to worry financially on that?
Yeah, as a city agency or city organization, they don't have any worries about that. Now, they have the 501c3 board that has limitations for its fundraising efforts. So that's the part that you got to be careful on. So if they get grants, they need to take them in under the city auspices instead of under the board.
So in other words, if we wanted to, and I'm just speculating, if we wanted to give them a big chunk of money, let's say $10,000 or $20,000, that would not impact on their nonprofit?
No, because you'd be giving it to yourselves.
Okay.
It would be the city that's transferring funds from one fund to another.
Yeah. I see. So therefore, if there was a big grant that came out, if it came into the city and the city passed it on, then to the library, that would not put them in danger. Good. Okay. I wanted to clarify that. Because, you know, there's always potential out there.
Sure.
Moving on.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Everything good? Okay. Wastewater treatment plant facility, Christopher Sherlock's report is in the packet. Chief Sardi, anything to add?
No, sir. Nothing to add unless you have any questions.
Any questions for the chief? Mr. Bauer, you have the floor.
Thank you, Your Honor, and members of council, members of the audience. Right now have been in a dilemma for this, at least this past year. COVID, one thing, but we have been rotating planners through the planning department because we contract with the county to provide our planning personnel for us. And we are now on our fourth planner here at the city this year. And we aren't even halfway through the year yet. So, it's been fairly hard to keep any consistency with the development community, builders, right down to the homeowner who just wants to do a small project but needs a building permit to do it. So I'm going to make a request that we void our contract with the county for planning services and that we hire our own planner. Now, we put that in the budget.
Could we not, so it wouldn't be so expensive with us?
What's that?
With us paying for the planner, could we not work it out with another small city that has no planner?
We need a full-time planner.
With the growth that we're seeing in the amount
this
of,
got to the point.
It's, yeah.
If it, you know, if we were just doing a permit or two a month, then yes, we could do that. But right now, the planner's desk is completely full of projects and falling behind.
So
what my plan is to temporarily, till the end of the year, put Thomas on as our city planner until we get into the next budget year where we've put the money in the budget for.
So he'll be an interim planner and then we'll go through the hiring process after the first of the year?
Yes.
Okay. You're looking for a motion?
Yes.
Just a quick question. What is going to be the net increase in cost for a full-time planner? Because I know we're paying quite a bit right now, so that money could be applied to the full-time position. So what would be the net?
It was in the budget.
I know it's in the budget. I want to put on the record.
Monthly right now, we pay the county around $4,400 a month for planning services. With the insurance, which is the major increase, it goes up to around $7,000.
Changing jobs?
So it's a net $3,000 increase. Total of six. It would only be for the month of June because, and we've got to give, under our contract with the county, we've got to give them 60 days. Notice I've asked them for lenience on that because of the revolving door we've been using. So we'll see. But.
So we're talking probably about $35,000 net increase for a full time planner?
For the year.
For the year?
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted that for matter of public record.
Yeah.
But that is cost effective.
Yeah.
Okay, looking for a motion to approve Mr. Bauer's suggestion.
I make a motion that we approve the city manager's suggestion.
I second.
So I have a motion and a second to encourage Mr. Bauer to cancel the contract with the county and to hire a interim city planner. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Same sign. Motion carries. Thank you much, Mr. Bauer. Anything else you have for us?
Well, Your Honor, other than I know I've missed the past 3 weeks on the weekly report due to medical things, so I almost have a 3 week composite report.
A book?
So, yeah, it'll be out.
Thanks, Mark.
Mayor, can I raise my hand?
Yes.
Alan Hobson. I think hiring a planner all by ourselves is an excellent idea. I think it's way overdue. Thank you, Mr. Bauer, for suggesting it, carrying on. I think that's a great idea.
Thanks, Alan.
Thanks, Alan. Okay, seeing no old business, new business. We have business licenses for 4U Tire Shop, Eric Walker, Rolling Used Goods, LLC, Eric Walker, Mana Feast Grill, LLC, Janice Unger, J&D Home Services and Repairs, Joni Everhart, and Cincy Independent Consultant, Tanya Montango. Any problems here, Chief?
No, sir.
Okay, looking for a motion to approve the new business licenses?
Excuse
Yes, sorry, Mr. Bauer.
So I just want to let you know that rolling for you tire shop is a used tire shop product, and it's going to be in the box across the street is where they're going to conduct that. So
okay.
I just want to let you know where that's going to be. Okay. So that will be a storefront business.
Okay.
For used tires. And so the so that's coming.
I saw the Man of Feast trailer parked over here. That's good to see another grill out, or another food truck out and about.
Is that before the license approved?
Well, they must have gotten
I talked to Cindy about that, and as long as they're not entering somebody's home, they can do business until it's approved through us. So if they were entering somebody's home to do business, they couldn't do business until it was granted. So it's a temporary thing until
that makes sense.
Until the chief's background comes back, and I usually get those back in the computer. So.
Okay, so still looking for a motion to approve.
I make a motion to approve.
We have a motion and a
second.
And a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Both same sign. Thank you very much. So the motion carries. Congratulations. Resolution 21989. 17th extension to the agreement for housing inmates. Mr. Bauer, please.
Thank you, Your Honor, members of council and members of the audience. Resolution number 21-989. Resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council authorizing the city manager to enter into the 17th extension of the intergovernmental agreement for housing inmates with Douglas County, and the chief will brief.
Mayor,
Chief, sorry.
Members, councilors. Resolution 21989, the intergovernmental agreement, it's a 17th extension for the inmates for housing at Douglas County Corrections. Kind of give you a real quick background. We lost our correction facility here in 97 when we lost our dispatch center to Douglas County. We've been lodging up at Douglas County ever since. There's no other place to lodge. Prisoners for any time frame. We've been in this agreement for quite a few years. They did do an increase of 3% for the 21-22 budget for $95.10 a day for each prisoner the city lodges. So the recommendation from the staff is to have the resolution 21-989 approved for the agreement.
Do we even house anybody anymore?
Well, if I had my choice, we'd house a lot more, but currently no.
Okay.
Now, is that the city's choice, or is Douglas County still saying no?
That's our state legislator's choice. Okay. I'm going to hold the state responsible for a lot of that.
So the staff recommendation, my copy here says 1999. It should say
21-989, okay. Resolution that was last year's. It was a copy of last year's.
Okay.
A couple years ago.
So, need a motion to approve. Actually, no. We need comments from the audience on 21989. Any questions from the audience? Comments or questions from council? Motion to approve, please.
To make a motion that we approve the request for. Resolution 21-989.
Have a motion? Second?
I second that.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Same sign. Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Resolution 21-990, flexible service maintenance agreement with ODOT. What does that mean? Mr. Bauer, please, I'm sorry.
It's like an interlocal agreement that the public safety department would have with another local police department or fire department where we trade services.
So how does that, do you want to go ahead and read the title, please, Mr. Bauer? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Resolution number 21-990. Resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council authorizes the city manager to enter into a new 10-year agreement number 34806 with the Oregon Department of Transportation, ODOT, to share road and highway maintenance services. And annual agreement.
Your Honor, members of the council, members of the audience, good evening. That's a good question. The flexible maintenance agreement is something that's been here for years. It's just not been brought forward. And one thing with Mark, he likes everything brought forward. So the flexible maintenance agreement is an updated version with a work order attached. For example, when the state approached us a couple years ago about sweeping, we used that flexible maintenance agreement to make that sweeping contract happen without going through all the rigmarole and all the other paperwork. So basically it streamlines the process. It allows, for example, let's say we have an issue out here, we contact ODOT, say, could we do your brush hog or something, whatever it may be. We work that agreement out and we do a work order. And this one's for approximately 10 years. So that's basically it in a nutshell.
Okay.
Just allows you to work with the other department?
Yeah, they do this. It's been probably 8+ years. So this is the latest version.
Any questions? Any comments from the audience? Any questions from council for Mr. Howell?
I'm assuming I can't vote on this, correct?
Probably shouldn't.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. So looking for a motion for resolution 21990?
That we accept resolution number 21-990.
Looking for a second, please.
Second.
Have a motion and a second with one abstention. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, same sign. Thank you very much. Ordinance 21-698. Mr. Bauer, please.
Thank you, Your Honor, members of council, and members of the audience. Ordinance number 21-698, an ordinance of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council requiring a water franchise agreement with Winston-Dillard Water District per ORS 264.550 and ORS 221.420 and adding a new subsection 54 to the Winston Municipal Code. And this is the fourth time that you've seen this document. We did go through and make some changes in our meeting with the water district. We met with their manager and their board chair and made the adjustments that you see in yellow, and I'm going to go through each of these adjustments. We concurred with the request. So the first one is just describing what a water district is. It's a Oregon Chapter 264 water supply district. The effective date of this is, because there's a number of things that the water district has to do before they'll be ready to do this, to engage this, it would be October 1st of 2021. Also, typically our franchise agreements are 10-year agreements, but because this is the first agreement with the water district, it's a five-year term on it. One other, but it's a scripture there. It's subject to 54.033 instead of 032. So, the franchise fee is in the amount of 6%. It has quarterly installments will be due no later than 30 days following the end of the quarter to which the payment relates. Franchise shall provide free of charge to the city bulk water for use by Public Works Department for 12 months of each year of the agreement.
Bulk water, by definition, that's what they put into the vac truck. And the sweeper, basically?
Pretty much just a back truck.
Okay.
Occasionally we'll do the sweeper, but yeah.
Okay, thank you.
The then under 54.041, the city shall have the right to make and enforce reasonable rules and regulations that are not discriminatory in nature. So essentially, if we have a new street standard that we want to apply to our streets, under this section we can do this. And we've gone on to say there was some additional text in the original document that it was confusing to whether we were talking about enforcing rules over the water district's operations versus the city coming up with a, for example, a new street standard and road cut standard. So that was that change. Okay. And then under 54.045, prior to performing such work, Winston-Dillard Water District shall obtain all legally required permits at no expense to the district. Permits are being provided at no cost by the city in exchange for water use records requested from the Water District and provided to the city. So the Water District provides all our commercial water use records so that we can establish sewer charges.
Just a super small thing there. You read that, no expense to the Winston-Dillard Water District, but it instead of to and the written, it's of.
I'm sorry, Councilor, which sentence are we in?
It says permits at no expense. You read to the Winston Water District. But it's written up, so that probably should be a two, since you said it.
Another Scrivener error.
But who notices? You know.
That's mine.
Cindy, you have our permission.
Thanks for pointing that out, Councilor.
And that is the last change in the document. Is that the last change of the document, Mr. Bauer?
What's that?
That's the last change of the document.
I believe that's the end of the change.
Okay, comments from the audience? Anyone wishing to speak? Okay, comments from the council? Any questions?
Have we received any other feedback regarding this since our last meeting or no?
The only feedback we've received, to my recollection, is former Councilor Hobson and Landon Rainwater are the only two people that have spoken to this issue.
Okay.
So I'm looking for a motion to approve Ordinance 21-698 with the aforementioned changes.
I abstain.
Thank you.
I make a motion that we adopt Resolution 21-698.
Have a motion?
I'll second that.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? And one abstention. Thank you very much. Motion carries. Non-agenda items from council.
Just a quick question. Has there been any response from the RV parks concerning the ordinance that we passed that had the FEMA impact?
No, there hasn't, Your Honor, or Counselor. It's we haven't sent the letter out yet.
Oh, that's a good reason.
To it, so.
That's a good reason.
Yeah. But we'll know that by the end of the month.
Upcoming agenda items, Mr. Bauer?
I don't have any noted at this time, Your Honor, but we'll have some at the next meeting. One of them will be, what was the senior outcome? The pasture lease agreement at the treatment plant. So.
Okay, but other than that, that's fine.
We'll have more by the time.
Good. Good.
And just one quick thing. I got some questions that was asked me, actually one person. On this year for the park,
is there going to be a concert in the park this summer?
There is one scheduled, or being scheduled by the Riverbend Live Group, which is no longer, Mo is no longer a part of that group, so it's another individual who is going to be chairing that group. They'll be that. We are also planning for the Melon Festival, and there's a gentleman in the audience right here that might want to get up for a minute and tell you about his events coming up here fairly shortly.
While you're approaching the podium, I would like to maybe get a letter from the city to Jeremy Mitchell, thanking him for his day of caring and all the work that was done around town. That was a real positive event. I think both he and Jennifer were involved in that, promoting it anyway.
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Alrighty, well, my name is Austin Schupman. I was on the phone with you guys, I believe like 2 weeks ago or whatnot. I'm trying to plan a show at the Riverbend Park for a music art festival, electronic music. Get some local artists from Roseburg, Winston area that have grown up here, and fly out like a big artist to headline it. I was talking to him earlier about it. He said I have to talk to the park board first.
Yes, yeah, all these events go to the park board, like I said, and then the park board makes recommendations to city council. So it's with city council, because like I said, the reason the phone conversation was with his alcohol mm-hmm. things like that. So it's just going through the process.
So I still came here to show my face tonight, just in case that happens, you know, so you guys know who I am as well.
That's interesting. The park board liaison can't see your face today.
Yeah. She's on the phone.
She's on the phone.
All right, well,
I'm sorry.
No worries. Yeah, I said we're already, so I might as well still come and check it out. But I collaborated with the Wildlife Safari. They gifted me 700 buy one, get one free tickets. So I'm going to hand some of them out for that show. And then we have another one planned at the fairgrounds later on down the year. And I'm trying to partner up with some hotels so people from out of town can check out the Wildlife Safari and also like support local businesses and stay there.
When are you trying to schedule this event?
This one is the last weekend of June, right before Riverbend Live starts. And that's why I'm trying to nail it down, because I still have to organize vendors, my volunteers, fly out my artists, buy tickets for that, you know, so it's quite a last minute thing. But I've been emailing Cindy for like since last year, but never got around to it until now. I finally have a team and on my side that I think we can do a really good thing. So I got sound, I got volunteers, I got vendors, like I got a whole bunch of stuff lined up. So
cool. Well, thank you very much. I Andy, you said the process was park board first.
Yeah, typically
that's due to alcohol, though, correct?
Typically, on what we like to do is when there's a larger event, is the process is that we like to. I know it's kind of different now with COVID and things, but typically we come for the park board, so the park board's aware of it. Everybody's on the same page. They recommend recommendations to council, so council's aware of it, particularly on a larger event. It's just part of the process, and we know that the time crunch you're under. We're trying to speed that up. Like I was telling you earlier, we're going to have a special meeting this Thursday at 5:30. So
Thursday or Friday?
It'll be a Thursday at 5:30.
Okay.
That's the plan, so we can get enough to make this.
You going to do that here in Chambers?
Yeah, that's the plan. So we can call in. We've already sent the emails off the park board.
Is Thursday the only day it's available? It can't be Friday. I just work out of town, but I can schedule it around that. But
I think we can do another call-in.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, whatever.
And we have seen your face.
Yeah.
Correct.
Sorry, it's not very good looking, but.
Your Honor?
Yes, sir.
If I may. The way that this event was proposed was with alcohol, but the way our code reads is that only a nonprofit can have alcohol in the park. So that's a question that we might want to reconsider down the road. If this is a successful event, we may want to address that.
Can we make an exception for one event to see how it goes?
We can't make an exception to the ordinance. Because it's an ordinance, we would have to amend the ordinance to allow for it. That's why I'm saying you might want to see how it works this time, and then we'd have plenty of time to do it before next year if they want to do it again.
So with that being said, I would have to schedule as a nonprofit and I would be able to charge for tickets, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So in that case, I mean, that's part of, that's a big thing here, so I might as well just take out all the alcohol and just be safe and save paperwork, so especially on a time crunch. But I did already partnered up with Backside Brewing, they said they can come out and have a beer garden. But I also referred in that conversation to the Fairgrounds show as well, so I'm sure we can scratch this one off and down the Fairgrounds by the time September comes around. We'll, you guys can have that figured out maybe, and then we can play another show around there.
So that, you think that's the key?
Yeah, we already talked to the Fairgrounds and we already got a contract sent into them and everything, so, and that's like a scale of like 2,500 people, so at the actual venue, at the sound, at the Fairgrounds.
Well, if it's an ordinance, we can't. Does that kind of mess the whole deal for you then? If you can't have beer?
No, I just was not trying to have people drink in their cars and stuff like that, because you know how people still want to do that. You don't have to drink at an event, but it's always nice, you know. I might just try to ask Carlos's restaurant or something if they want to have a bar open and people can walk down there or something. Save. I don't want people driving back and forth from the event. Most people that are going to be there are going to want to stay there the whole time. So if I take alcohol out of the whole situation, can you guys pass it, or the board still has to pass
it?
Still has to go to the board. Yeah. Yes, sir.
So, I mean, we have enough time. We have one meeting before the event, and we could do an amendment to the ordinance.
Yeah, it's June 8th.
Do it as an emergency and allow it to happen.
Actually, we have two meetings before the event, don't we?
Yes, but as far as
planning.
Do we have to do, so we could, our next meeting is the 7th of June.
Correct.
And that would be the one we'd have to make sure we nail that down.
Yeah.
But we could pass it on the special meeting before that, and then you guys could double accept it by the correct.
Well, your conversation with the park board
is separate.
Yeah. But with a tentative, with the park board's tentative approval, he can approve the event with the tentative part being having the alcohol, and then we could amend the ordinance on the 7th, which would just kind of get you in the nick of time.
Okay. So I'm not going to know until the 7th, correct?
On the alcohol.
Okay.
But you'll know.
You'll know before that.
Does the park board approves it, does it have to come back to us then?
We can put something in there that because the council's already aware of it, so we can streamline the event.
I want to make this as easy as we can.
Yeah.
Due to me having to set up a nonprofit and all that, that's the only way that we can have alcohol in general, right?
Without us changing the ordinance.
Yes.
We're going to change the ordinance.
So you can make some money.
Yeah, I mean, I've even charged the backside. I was just kind of helping them out, and I'm going to make money off ticket sales.
No. But that's the. What we're saying is you get the park board's approval this Friday, or this Thursday, which I can't see why they say no.
No, I can't see why they say
no. Right.
And then we can amend the ordinance allowing you to do the beer thing on the 7th, which should give Backside 3 weeks to be able to put a beer garden together.
And I can still do it under an LLC. I don't have to go to the nonprofit.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay. Whatever you guys want to do, man, I'm trying to help out.
No, we're trying to help you, too. We see the value of these events.
Yeah, and we can make this a yearly thing. Or I've been thinking round two around Halloween time. I sold out the Parrot House on Halloween about a couple months ago. There's only 100 people, but do you know the capacity right now for the park? Does anyone know?
Andy?
1,000 plus.
So as of right now, it's 1,000?
Well, it depends because you have all those other zones down there that are a couple hundred people.
I was averaging around 500 people, maybe give or take, for the two zones I have reserved.
That'll handle the 500 on your park request.
Okay. So, Austin, what is the name of the event?
I haven't decided yet. I still got it. But we have all the vendors. I have vendors, sound, I have artists, I have everything, and I just need to pick out a name and get approved by you guys, and it's game on. You know?
Well, you probably need a name by Thursday.
Yes.
Austin City Limits.
Austin City Limits.
It's already been done.
You can't do it.
And also, on the paperwork I sent to you guys, I was unsure about my LLC I was going to use. I was going to partner up with someone, but I ended up running out under my own LLC, and it hasn't been approved yet, and it takes 3 weeks for that to approve, but as long as it's pending, that should still work, correct?
Chief?
Okay. As long as it's, because it says 3 to 5 weeks for it to be accepted, and it's still 6 weeks away from the event, so it's probably going to get accepted the week before the event. But it could be pending in the contract.
Correct. You're going to make sure you need to have insurance documents.
I have some for event insurance as well. I was just waiting to get approved.
So, as a backup, you may want to have someone who has an established LLC as a backup if it's not coming through.
Yeah, I have, my brother-in-law owns a landscaping one, but I don't know if that's the same as the vent. Does that still work? Does it matter what kind of LLC it is, right?
Depends on how much insurance he has.
Yeah.
Because that's good for the background check, but there's nothing on the background, so.
Right.
You have no background?
Well, my personal background, yeah, but not through the LLC.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very good. Awesome. All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Where was it? Go to the order. Check.
I'll talk to you on Thursday.
Okay.
All right, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Check copies were in your packet. Claims in excess of $500 are there. Douglas County Proclamation for the Peace Officers Memorial Day and National Police Week, 9 through the 15th of May. Mr. Barr, do you need to read that?
I can, Your Honor. Be glad to. This is a proclamation that was done by the county at the Peace Officers Memorial that Chief Sardi attended and then brought back a copy of it for us. Proclamation, Peace Officers Memorial Day and National Police Week, May 9th through the 15th, 2021. Whereas the Congress and President of the United States have designated May 15th, 2021 as Peace Officers Memorial Day and the week in which May 15th falls as National Police Week. And whereas the members of Douglas County Law Enforcement play an essential role in safeguarding the rights and freedoms of the citizens of Douglas County. And whereas it is important that all citizens know and understand the duties, responsibilities, hazards, and sacrifices of their law enforcement officers, and that members of our law enforcement agencies recognize their duty to serve the people by safeguarding life and property, by protecting them against violence and disorder, and by protecting the innocent against deception and the weak against oppression of intimidation. And whereas the men and women of the Douglas County law enforcement unceasingly provide a vital public service, now therefore, we the commissioners of Douglas County call upon the citizens of Douglas County to observe May 15th as Peace Officers Memorial Day. We direct that all flags on county buildings be flown at half staff, drawn through dusk on Saturday, May 15th, 2021, in recognition of Peace Officers Memorial Day, and in memory of those law enforcement officers who through their courageous deeds have made the ultimate sacrifice in service to their communities or have become disabled in the performance of duty. And to let us recognize and pay respect to the survivors of our fallen heroes, we call upon the community to join their fellow citizens throughout the county and across the United States in recognizing and participating in this special observance. Further, we call upon the citizens of Douglas County and upon all patriotic civil and educational organizations to observe the week of May 9th through the 15th, 2021 as Police Week, with appropriate recognition in which all of our people may join in commemorating law enforcement officers past and present who by their faithful and loyal devotion to their responsibilities have rendered a dedicated service to their community. In witness whereof we have unto set our hands and toss the seal of Douglas County to be affixed this 12th day of May 2021, signed by all three county.
Thank you, Mr. Bauer. And thank you to the office. Any way that we can get these things, like, in a more timely manner?
Yeah, it's just how they fall in sequence with the event itself. Yeah, it would have been nice if we took that at the council meeting before.
Right.
Okay. We have to put that on the chief.
Wow. Already. Okay. Announcements. Thank you for reading it, Mr. Bauer. Announcements, May 31st, Memorial Day, city offices are closed. June 5th, Douglas High School graduation ceremony at Riverbend Park. June 7th, city council meeting right here. And then that's the budget hearings, too. Then well, that's when we...
When we start the
official public hearings. And then an executive session, Mr. Bauer?
None, Your Honor.
Thank you very much. Meeting adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, Teresa.
Bye.
Thank you.
That's the case.
I hope it is.
Marijuana is not legal except in private parks. It can't be used in
Yeah, I don't think it can be open and used in an open setting.
Yeah, I don't think it can either. That doesn't mean it's not working.
Right. But legally, I believe it has to be used indoors, like at home.
Right.
Oh, it's cheap, I think. If it was, it would be interesting and bizarre.
It could.
But my question was, if it is legal, right, and if somebody wanted to have one in that park, you know, if they have a beer garden, have a park.
Right.
Meeting adjourned at 7:55 p.m.